Today I want to talk about mumbling. Mumbling is something I used to do a hell of a lot. It's something that became a habit, and it was for a few reasons. One was self-confidence, and I just didn't have the will, the need to really want to communicate effectively, even though I thought I was. Another one was that my posture had suffered, and this had actually had a physical detriment to the way I was pronouncing words. And so even though it felt like an effort to speak, and I assumed since I could hear myself, others could, too many people said, what, speak up, I can't hear you. And it was really confusing for me. So when I first started to get speech and articulation lessons, which was something like 15 years ago, I realized that my body alignment and posture was really out. I had a bad back all the time because I was working in a kitchen. It was very busy, and this had an impact on my back, and so my shoulders were hunched over and I was rounded in the back, and that kind of further played up into my neck, which then caused lots of tension in my jaw, and so my jaw wasn't opening enough, and so it didn't move. And of course that's connected somehow also, you know, the tongue is in there, and the tongue wasn't moving enough, and so I was just speaking like that. And so it was very quiet because there was pharyngeal constriction. And so you can see how easily that can happen. And so it took a while to realign my body and get myself into a kind of better habits, so my posture supported my voice and I was able to be clearer and louder without any effort. Now, I'm going to show you a couple of pictures. The first one is just going to give you an indication of some of the muscles that actually come from your skull, in fact, down the back of your neck and even down to the front of your chest. I just want you to look at that and consider how, you know, when you turn your neck and if you're, you move it into a different position, that can actually have an impact on what's going on the inside. These are big muscles on the outside, but if we look in a bit closer to this second image, you can see that just around the back, behind the ear, there's these tiny muscles that kind of come down and swoop round. And one of them is actually attaching to the hyoid bone. Now the hyoid bone is just kind of above the larynx, and it's movable. It moves around, and it in between the hyoid bone and the larynx is another muscle, which isn't in this picture actually. I wonder if it's the next one. Yeah, it's in the next one here, and this moves around and it kind of helps to shape the vocal folds and move them into different positions for when you're vocalizing different pitches and expressing yourself in different ways. And so looking at those and all those tiny intricate muscles that are linked to bigger muscles and even to bone, you can see that the smallest thing can really put your voice out of alignment. And so if you're carrying tension, or if your body is in a bad position or bad alignment, what's going to happen is some of these muscles that shouldn't be working for that job are doing extra work. And so they become tight and they pull and they become rigid and aren't as flexible as they should be to allow your voice to flow. And if you look at this picture now, this last image, the muscle that you can see on the side of the cheekbone going down to the jaw is what holds the jaw in place. So the spine actually, the head balances on the spine through the cheekbone and from the top part of the skull. The jaw is hanging. And so some of the muscles in the bottom of this jaw, like the tongue going down underneath, they're all hanging, and it's all due to this, the hanging on because of this muscle at the side here. And so if this gets tense, then your bottom jaw can't open and close as fluidly as it should, and also that's going to affect your tongue, that's going to affect the muscles going into the larynx as well. And so the point of this video is just to show you those pictures to give you an idea of how important it is to work on your alignment in order to stop mumbling. It's not just about working your articulators, because if you're standing and sitting all day in funny positions and you're hunched over and you're suffering from bad back, your legs are tired, you know, it's all going to have this impact on these tiny muscles that affect the way that your skull meets your neck and the way that your voice muscles are free to move, and your jaw, of course. So consider that. I don't want to be too prescriptive, but I'm going to suggest that if you are someone that suffers from mumbling, maybe you can start to look at ways and methods and techniques in which you can help, which will help you find some better alignment, like yoga or Pilates. Pilates builds up core muscles, and you know, yoga works a lot with the spine. So these are really great ways, and these are some of the early ways that I started to work on my own body alignment. Of course, there's other things like Qigong and Tai Chi and some of these Chinese martial arts, which also promote better alignment and posture through energy work and through physical work also. So find what works for you, but if it's not always about speaking differently, it's not always about just changing your articulation. Sometimes you've got to change something major in your body, and if you mumble and have, you know, any physical issues, or you've tried to do things for your mumbling and it's not worked, maybe go and try and work on your alignment and your posture, and this should have a positive impact on the way you use your voice, helping you sound more clearer and speaking at more volume without too much effort. Okay, I hope this video is useful for you. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.